Praise the Lord, Nairobi Lighthouse Church. What a wonderful opportunity to be together again this beautiful day as we share the word of the Lord together at church at home. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to minister today. I am so blessed and privileged. I also want to thank the Lord for his grace, his strength, and his anointing, enabling me to be able to do this today. Let's read the word of the Lord together from our opening scriptures from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's read verse 2 again. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What does conform mean? It means to comply, to take the same shape and form as something. So this scripture is telling us that we are not to conform to this world, that we are not to comply to the world, that we are not to take the same shape and form as this world. Transform. What does transform mean? It means to change the character, the condition, and the appearance of something. So this scripture is telling us that after we come to the Lord, there needs to be a change in our character. There needs to be a change in our condition. There needs to be a change in our appearance, our countenance. When we got saved quite a while ago, there's a song we used to sing, and I won't attempt to sing it, but I'll read some of the lyrics. And it used to say, the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. The places I used to go, I don't go there anymore. The songs I used to sing, I don't sing them anymore. The clothes I used to wear, I don't wear them anymore. There's been a big change since I've been born again. And that is what there needs to be, a change, a big change in each of us. How do we achieve this transformation? How do we achieve this change? It's by the renewing of our minds. The scriptures we read says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The amplified version of that portion of scripture says, but be ye transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes. Today, in the moments together, I want to minister a word entitled, The Renewal of the Mind. The Renewal of the Mind. In this year of renewal, we need to be renewed. And today we are focusing on the mind. Now the truth is, you do not need and don't have to entertain every thought and every imagination, every reasoning and every argument or every attitude that comes into your mind. I will say that again. You do not need to entertain every thought, every imagination, every reasoning, or every argument, or every attitude that comes into your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You can cast down every thought that is contrary to the will of God. those lustful thoughts, bring them into captivity. Those depressive thoughts, cast them down. Those thoughts of separation and divorce, cast them down. Those angry, hate-filled, vengeful thoughts, cast them down. Those thoughts of giving up and of hopelessness, bring them into captivity. Those pride, haughty thoughts, pull them down. Those thoughts of inadequacy and low self-esteem, bring them into captivity. Thoughts that you entertain long enough, you will eventually accept and take ownership of. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. When we talk about renewal of the mind, it's more than just changing your mind about certain things. We are talking about a renewal, a complete overhaul of our minds. What does renew mean? It means to renovate, to reconstruct to the original purpose, to make qualitatively new. And what is the mind? The mind is that part of a person that thinks, reasons, understands, and remembers. That part of a person, you and I, that thinks, reasons, understands, and remembers. Why should we renew our minds? Number one, it is how we are transformed. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, we have already read. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Number two, why should we renew our minds? The unrenewed mind is God's enemy and cannot please God. Romans chapter 8, verse 7 and 8 says, the mind of the flesh, with its carnal thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God, for it does not submit itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. So then, those who are living in the life of the flesh, catering to the appetites and impulses of their carnal nature, cannot please or satisfy God or be acceptable to Him. So if we desire, and I believe we do, to be acceptable before God, then we need to renew our minds. Why do we need to renew our minds? Number three, it is how we come to know God's will for our lives. Once again, from our opening scriptures in Romans chapter 12, it ends by saying that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do we renew our minds then? What is an unrenewed mind? From the scriptures we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 7 and 8, we see that an unrenewed mind is also referred to as the carnal mind, the mind of the flesh. Romans 8 and verse 6 says, now the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. So for us to come to that place of a renewed mind, from that scripture, number one, be filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, but you are not living a life of the flesh. You are living a life of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God really dwells in you and directs and controls you. For us to have renewed minds, number one, we need to be filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Number two, for us to have a renewed mind, we need to walk in humility. Walk in humility. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 says, let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example of humility. Humility, walk in humility. And number three, read, meditate on, and confess the word of God. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 says, let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your heart and mind, permeating every aspect of your being. Read the Bible. This year as a church, we are reading through the Bible. Read with us. Keep tracking with us. Don't give up. If you have not already begun, it is not too late. Joshua's secret to courage and great success as he conquered the promised land was to meditate on God's word day and night, not letting it depart from his mouth. That is found in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. As we hide God's word in our hearts, the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance that which we have learned from the Lord. Jesus taught in John chapter 14 and verse 26. David in Psalms chapter 119 and verse 11 said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." In this year of renewal, purpose to have your mind renewed, purpose to think different, purpose to continually be filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, purpose to walk in humility, and purpose to read and meditate on the Word of God. Finally, in conclusion, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if anything is worthy of praise, think about these things. A good way to gauge if your mind is being renewed, if your thoughts are pleasing to the Lord, is to weigh them against the scripture we have just read, which is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And that's the scripture that will help us determine whether our minds are being renewed. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, is there any excellence? And if anything is worthy of praise, think about these things. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for challenging us concerning our minds. Lord, I pray that each of us will purpose to be renewed in our minds, that we will purpose to think different. Holy Spirit, fill us to overflowing. May we be filled and controlled by you. Jesus, I pray like you, we shall learn to walk in humility, that we shall have your mind. Father, may your word dwell richly in us. Give us the discipline to daily search the scriptures, to read, study, and meditate upon your word. May we be transformed by the renewing of our minds. I pray for those who do not know you, that today they will make up their minds to accept you as Lord and Savior in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if you desire to know more about entering into a relationship with Jesus Christ, or you desire to know more about how you can be a member of this church, please call or text us on 0718-652-652. The number is at the bottom of your screen. We would love to hear from you and help you connect with the family of God and walk to your destiny in God. God bless you and have an awesome week of renewal as your minds are renewed. Amen.